Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. As the United States pulls its military forces out of Syria, that vacancy will be filled with Arab military forces. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to this broadcast table with all the details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
President Trump has said he is going to pull out the U.S. troops there in Syria. Looks like he's phasing in the Arab forces into Syria to take on whatever may be going on with Iran and their continual buildup there in Syria after U.S. forces leave. What do we know about that?
Well, Jimmy, this is the biggest development this week, okay? This is the most significant thing, in my view, that's happened in that region. As the United States phases its troops out of Syria, and there are only like 2,000 troops in Syria, they will be replaced by troops from Egypt and the United Arab Emirates. This is a significant development. If you have Egypt, which is steadfastly against the Muslim Brotherhood, right, on the ground, militarily present, taking our place, as it were, in Syria, that, I think, is going to really put a check on the Turkish desire to invade that part of northern Syria, to eradicate the Kurds, and to support their Muslim brother allies. President Trump gets it. He understands that this part of the world is important for our security, but his point is, why should we be the ones on the front lines? Why shouldn't our allies in the region be playing that frontline role? And that's what he's done here, is to convince the Egyptians and the Emiratis to play that frontline role. When they actually show up, when their troops show up on the ground, I'd like to see how many Democrats give him credit for convincing our allies in the region to step up to the plate and be the ones on the front line.
Ken Timmerman with the details on Arab forces filling the vacancy left by the United States forces in Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The very significant move by the United States to replace U.S. military forces with Arab military forces is a strategic move in the Middle East. But also, it is a page out of the playbook for the end-time scenario that is found in the Bible. The ancient Jewish prophets, Daniel, Ezekiel, and King David, foretold of an alignment of Middle Eastern nations that would be led by Russia that will move to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. With more Arab military forces moving into Syria, that scenario is coming better into focus. Daniel 11, verse 40, says that Syria makes the first move against Israel. Russia and the Islamic players are now perched in Syria for that prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...